You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
This is The Rotation Show, and this little edition of it I'm calling Clang, 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 Bang, Bang, Bang. It's basically just a few little ditties of my faves that have significant proportions of percussion in them. And to explain why I decided to call the episode this, I'm ripping off an interview of Iggy Pop, and that comment was as follows.
It was mainly about clang, bang. Clang, 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 bang, bang, bang. Loud, loud, and loud and annoying. The way I got into that was because partly from watching the cars whiz by on the highway. And then, or you'd go to the Ford plant and you watch the drill press. And that's such a great sound. And each one is another fender, you know. And it was just, I thought, God, those are impressive sounds, big sounds, and they're so regular and simple. I thought, those are sounds that even we could master.
This is the Stooges from the album Funhouse with Down on the Street.
Pretty time.
from the album Funhouse, Down on the Street, demonstrating the theme for this rotation's clang, 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 bang, bang, bang. It's Radiothon, folks, and please donate to 3cr.org.au, where you can go via that website to the donate webpage, and you can then nominate your show. Now, I have to pledge allegiance to whichever show that I happen to be on at any given time. Therefore, I pledge my allegiance to Rotations and say, please select Rotations as your show that you are nominating as the recipient on behalf of 3CR of your donation. So that's at 3cr.org.au, or alternatively, you can donate to the show's Crowdraiser. That's at givenow.com.au/CR/rotations, and nominate Rotations as the show that you support as part of that donation. Your support and solidarity is absolutely critical to fantastic shows like this being on the air. I'd like to give a shout out to Brendan, who very graciously in last week's Rotations Radiothon show called out my efforts. I just want to say straight back at you, Brendan and the Rotations team, if it wasn't for this show, then I really wouldn't have an opportunity to share my passions around music, which is a very important part of my experience at 3CR. And I hope that listening to the passions and musical tastes of my fellow 3CR presenters is also a pleasure for 3CR listeners. So please do donate to Rotations. Now, Gordon from rural New South Wales has already done so. Thank you very much, Gordon. A generous donation of $50. Rochelle from Gadigal Land has also donated $10. So the crowd raising is already occurring, and I invite you to be part of it. Now, in direct response to Iggy Pop's thesis on what a clang, 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 bang, bang, bang sound would be, I'm going to play Louis Armstrong, who reminds us that not all that is percussive is aggressive. This is The High Society Calypso by Louis Armstrong from the soundtrack to High Society.
Just dig that scenery floating by. We're now approaching Newport, Rhode Island. We've been for years in variety. Charlie Knickerbocker, now we're going to be in high society. Yes, I wanna play for my former pal. He runs the local jazz festival. His name is Dexter and he's good news. Something kinda tells me that boy is nursing the blues. In high society. He's got the blues 'cause his former wife begins to borrow a brand new life. She started lately a new affair, and now the silly chick is gonna marry a square.
High society.
But brother Dexter, just trust your set. Stop that wedding and kill that match. Toot my trumpet to start the fun, and play in such a way that you'll come back to your son. And can you dig old Satchmo swinging in the beautiful high society?
Thank you, Louis. Yes, reminding us that not all that is percussive is aggressive, and indeed, calypso as a style of music was in part about a predominance of rhythm to drive messages that that challenged the status quo. So all the more reason, I think, for Louis to have chosen Calypso for his high society theme. After all, it's all about how that, the silliness of chasing the dollar in matters of love. Now, Diana from Borlow, Perth, has donated $5 to Rotation's show and to 3CR. Thank you very much for that as part of 3CR's Radiothon. So has George from Nam, and they donated $20, a most generous donation. Thank you very much, George. Again, this is the Radiothon period for 3CR as a broadcaster. And please do, if you are enjoying this or indeed previous editions of Rotations and the Rotation show, please do give now. Now, I think that mostly I like my little theories, my weird little theories of music, and I even have a propensity to share them with people if they'll listen. Some do, some don't. But I think that, you know, something like Down on the Street by the Stooges, and juxtapositioned with something like a calypso like Louis Armstrong's High Society, provides a range as to how percussion in popular music has driven a certain rhythmic attachment between musician and listener. And I do think that some of the songs that I'll be playing from here on in will have various mixtures of both approaches. This is Beat Boy by Visage, the neuromantic heroes of 1980, who released a special cassette remix edition of their album Beat Boy, and which I loved as a youth, and it's very percussive indeed. And this is its title track, Beat Boy by Visage.
but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down.
That's his heart.
Time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
mass
mud,
faster, Jack saw Jay's dick.
My little Bo Peep Cole lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell asleep. And out of chilling summer in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill Bucket in his hand. And damn, at the stage, making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
DMC, taking to in part the side of Louis Armstrong in the argument by including all of that bell. It reminds me, I can't actually listen to that track anymore without thinking about Christopher Walken on that famous Saturday Night Live sketch saying, "I need more cowbell." Now, if Run DMC are old school, Mantronics are ancient wisdom. Forget about rap, this is as far back as original hip-hop, and the emphasis on beat was always king in the original hip-hop sound. This is Needle to the Groove by Mantronics.
All the people in the place to be, this is Mantronics with MCT. Devoted promoter with a brother to vote it, giving you a second taste, so we made it sugar-coated. Sex, a time with crime, like the 1 in 10 race of
be blunt, cause I'm the true Prince Walker. Won't this stop a guaranteed warranty to make your body rock, shocker all night. That's right, like a whip from a pipe. Make you do the ill shit to the body at night. I make you take a quick freeze. Walk in the breeze, thinking Mr. Bojangles while you dance on your knees.
Let me tell you about my mother.
No give.
a test designed to provoke an emotional response. It's a test designed to provoke an emotional response.
It wouldn't be a playlist by me if it didn't have Zig Zig Sputnik on it. That was Zig Zig Sputnik with the 12-inch version of Love Missile F-111, their 1986 smash hit before the almost immediate downfall. Anyway, I'd still love them. I still love them. Very percussive, I believe. It basically took on board exactly what Iggy instructs. Clang, 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 bang, bang, bang. Literally explosions approaching the end. And not surprising, as far as I'm concerned, as to how rhythmic that track is. Not all of Zig Zig Sputnik's tracks are that rhythmic. However, this one was produced by none other than Giorgio Moroder, the Disco King himself.
3CR.
Something a little Australian now, a band that really did take to my heart, in part because they had no less than 4 drummers. I saw them on stage at Grafton RSL, no less. Much of a surprise to me at the time, but I went for it as soon as I realised they were playing there. And this is Hungry Town by Big Pig.
Well, let me tell you a story about Hungry Town. Where the men love men and women kiss the ground. I got my hat and a dollar bill. Lord, I feel so hungry, I'm feeling ill. Well, Hungry Town people got nothing to eat. They're scratching the dirt trying to plant the seed. When nighttime comes, it's time for bed. Well, now I gotta find a place to lay my head.
Well, it's a hungry town where people kiss the ground. In the high-yo, that's where the feeling goes. There's a world out there where people just don't care about what's going down right here in Hungry Town.
Big Pig from the mid-80s, around 87. And a rather percussive group. As I say, they had multiple drummers, which seemed to be something that always caught my attention. I mean, ZZ Sputnik also had two drummers, although in their case it seems somewhat unnecessary, but still appealing from a visual perspective. It's certainly very percussive. Now, it's almost a cheat, isn't it, really, to have hip-hop or rap as examples of percussive music on a show of rotations that is about, as I say it, clang, clang, bang, bang. But, you know, I'm hoping that I've redeemed myself in that regard with regard when it comes to selecting Peter Piper by Run DMC, because it has different types of percussion within it as compared to the normal rap song. And Needle to the Groove by Mantronix is one of those quintessential examples of hip-hop being driven predominantly by the beat. Beastie Boys, on the other hand, took a different direction after their failed album Paul's Boutique and decided they would go back to their roots in attempting a somewhat more traditional form of rap, but with rock overtones laid over the top of it. And one of the more prominent examples of that on their subsequent album, Ill Communication, was a song called Sabotage, which takes the use of hi-hats to an all-new level. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys from the album Ill Communication. They're the boys. Again, it's Radiothon. And one very special donation that we've received was from one of our former rotation guest programmers, DJ Deans, who's from the Gadigal land, also known as Sydney, and they've donated a generous $20. Thank you very much, DJ Deans. What can I say about the next group? This is just another little passion of mine. It almost cannot be a set of mine without the Age of Chance squeezed in there somewhere. But I think in this case, the theme is quite on point for them. They created their own little myth around themselves where they considered themselves to be part of a new musical movement that they called Crush Collision. And they explain Crush Collision as basically being the sound of corruption, mass consumption, and the collision of vehicles. And of course, it was all a parody. Their political leanings were actually quite left. So this, on the other hand, is a bit of a take. This is a version that they did of a song by Prince, no less. And in fact, it was released quite shortly after Prince's own release of it. He must have approved, and it certainly got them the attention that they wanted. This is the Age of Chance with Kiss.
You don't have to be Prince if you want to dance. You just have to get down with the Age of Chance. You don't have to be beautiful, rich, handsome, or strong. You just have
Kiss there at the end for us all. Depeche Mode had reached a certain degree of success by the mid-80s, but was starting to become, in the eyes of the music journalists, a bit of a joke. I can't help but feel that there was a certain amount of homophobia involved, because by this stage, the fact that a number of the members of the band were gay and, you know, quite outwardly gay and wouldn't talk about it, but to look at them in a way that they would express themselves, it wasn't hard to tell that that was part of the motif. A certain amount of homoeroticism to what they'd been doing. I can't help but feel that there was a bit of a negative reaction to that, but that's my own little theory there. Depeche Mode found themselves in a situation where they needed to prove themselves. And indeed, they did that. They faced that challenge at a time where, when songs like Wild Boys by Duran Duran were quite percussive, it was starting to become a bit of a trend to have a rather overly percussive sounds. And some of the studio techniques were designed to enhance the percussive sound by cutting them short so that instead of the beat going bang, it went bang, bang. Very percussive in that regard, leaving you wanting more of the bang with each beat. Depeche Mode decided to play around with that sound and came up with their hit single from the album, it's not Black Celebration. I'll say what the album is a bit later. People Are People by Depeche Mode. Depeche Mode, or some people say Depeche Mode. I'm not sure which is true. Depeche Mode, I do not know my French. That was from the album Some Great Reward, not Black Celebration, as it turns out. Anywho, my last contribution to this overall theoretical presentation of Clash clang, clang, bang, 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 as described by Iggy Pop, is a bit of a mixture, because I've presented rap, I've presented a certain amount of pop and rockist styles around emphasising percussion in music. Well, Rage Against the Machine kind of did both at one point. They decided to cover a track by Eric B. and Rakim from their album Follow the Leader, which was called Microphone Fiend. Now, that song was already by Eric B. and Rakim quite percussive, but when Rage Against the Machine decided to take it on, it took it to a whole new level. This is Microphone Fiend by Rage Against the Machine, signing off for Rotations.
Yeah, I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle, complicated. So I grabbed the mic and try to say yes, y'all. They try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, put a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after another one. Then I make another one to test the opposite than as if the brother's done. I get a craving like a fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette. Know what I mean? I'm raging, ripping up the staging. Don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made in better, cause it's sort of an addiction. My guitar's by the reason. E-F-F-E-C-T. I'm smooth operator, operating correctly. 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 But back to the problem, I gotta have it, you can't solve it. You silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's throwing, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the face kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix, and I'll put you in the mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon, an assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm feeling for a microphone, cause I take it to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hyper as a hypochondriac. Could the rap be one hell of an antidote? Something you can't smoke, more than dope. And try to move away, but you can't, you're broke. More than cracked up, losing or backed up. For those that act up, need to be more than smacked up. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator, operating correctly. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator, operating correctly. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator, operating correctly. E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator, operating correctly.
So when hip-hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated, so when hip-hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated, it fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.